Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. I'm Sarah Avery of Sarah Avery Legal Practice. Today, because a lot of us are still on the tail end of working out where all their money went over Christmas, and more seriously, because so many of us have found our finances interrupted by the pandemic, I thought that talking about the Consumer Law Centre of the ACT would be a pretty timely thing to tackle. I acknowledge that I'm recording this podcast on the traditional lands of the Ngunnawal people, and I pay my respects to their elders past and present. So I'd like to just let you know about a really excellent community legal centre in the ACT. We have so many, but today I want to talk about the Consumer Law Centre. They offer free legal advice and legal representation about issues relating to credit, so like credit cards or other consumer credit, debt, telecommunication issues, so maybe with your phone provider or your internet provider, insurance, bankruptcy, and consumer protection and fair trading matters. What they also do is they run the ACT's Defined Benefit Information Service, and what that means is that they are the body that gives out information and gives limited legal advice about the ACT's motor accident insurance scheme. So if you're someone who has been injured in a motor vehicle accident in the ACT, you can ask them what defined benefits you should expect, and they can give you a hand with that. They're open 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. They also have a Wednesday evening legal clinic, and that is between 5:30 and 7:30 p.m. That legal clinic is by appointment. If you want to talk to them, they have a few different numbers. If you just want to talk to them generally about consumer law issues, you can get them on 6143-0044. But if you want to talk to them about defined benefits is just kind of a fancy legal way of saying specific amounts of money that you might be eligible for. If you want to talk to them about that, and that's things that arise under the new motor accident insurance scheme, you can get hold of them on 1300-209-642. The Consumer Law Centre has been around under a different name since 1995. It used to be called the Consumer Credit Legal Service, so maybe you've heard of it already. It can be a little tricky to find on the internet, so let me give you the web address. It's carefcs.org. That is all one word, care, the word care, as in I care for you, I am a care bear, etc. carefcs.org. And that's where you will find the website for the Consumer Law Centre. Now, let's go into something else that they help with. I've already told you that they can provide legal assistance, including legal representation about consumer credit. So those are things like mortgages, credit cards, personal loans, things like debt recovery, banking, bankruptcy insurance, simple contracts, and general fair trading and consumer protection. I also mentioned that they run the ACT's Defined Benefit Information Service that helps people get information about their entitlements under the ACT's Motor Accident Insurance Scheme. But did you know they also provide free legal advice and assistance to people experiencing financial abuse? So if you or anyone you know is being financially abused, these are the people who can help you. Rather, they are among many services in the Australian Capital Territory who can help you, but here is another one. So I think having a whole lot of options in your toolbox is a really good thing. Obviously, places like Canberra Community Law and the Women's Legal Centre are also going to be very keen to give you a hand. But the Consumer Law Centre deals with financial issues as its highest priority. So if you need help dealing with financial abuse, they will be more than willing to give you a hand. So they specialise in assisting clients who have experienced financial abuse and economic hardship arising from family violence. And they prioritise clients experiencing financial abuse and family violence in their casework and representation practice. So that means for them, helping people who have this particular problem is a very high priority. They also try to raise awareness in the ACT community by providing legal education and by engaging in advocacy, which is aimed at raising awareness of the impact of financial abuse. So they also try to undertake systemic advocacy to try and improve the law, to have the law reformed in ways that are fairer for the community's most vulnerable people. The website for the Consumer Law Centre is actually a bit of a treasure trove, because you will see, if you take a look over it, that there, under the auspices of Care Inc., are other services and other things that will help people facing financial hardship. So first, there are written resources and fact sheets that are aimed at helping people in particular financial difficulties. And the one that grabbed my eye this morning was a fact sheet on helping people deal with their lenders because they're facing hardship due to COVID-19. So that's something that's super practical for a lot of people. Beyond the scope of today's podcast, though, CARE also provides financial counselling for people, and there are also no interest loans that are offered. So while I'm used to thinking, because I am a lawyer, of legal centres and legal solutions being at the top of the tree, actually, CARE is an organisation that takes a holistic approach to this problem, and the Community Legal Centre nestled within it is just one of the many practical ways that CARE is dedicated to helping people in our community with financial difficulties. And I would think that most of us have from time to time experienced a lack of funds or stress related to money. And it's one of the most stressful things that most people will encounter. So hopefully, like me, you are left with a sense of deep admiration for the work of the Consumer Law Centre and also its umbrella organisation, CARE. And if there is anyone who you think could benefit from the assistance of the Community Legal Centre or the other services offered by CARE, try and help your friend, your acquaintance, your colleague, whoever, find their way to that excellent website. As I said, they're also open to receive a call from people, generally between the hours of 9 to 5. And as I said, they do have that Wednesday night legal clinic by appointment. So to get hold of them, again, their usual number is 6143 0044. And if someone's looking to get information about the defined benefit information service, that's for payments that might arise due to a motor vehicle accident in the ACT, that number is 1300 209 642. The hours of service for other elements of CARE Inc., such as the financial counselling service, are slightly different to those of the Consumer Law Centre, and they have their own phone number. So if you're looking to access those other services, I would urge you to have a look at the website so you can find out more details for yourself. I really just want to give a shout out to this fantastic Community Legal Centre. I hope that by telling you about it in the podcast, you can help spread the word about this excellent service, which is highly relevant to a lot of people at the moment because many of us are facing financial uncertainty that we haven't even had to think about before because we've been fortunate enough living in Canberra, which is a fairly privileged place for a lot of people, to have job security. And perhaps people who don't have the first idea of where to look for help are now requiring it. So please spread the word about this excellent service that is the Consumer Law Centre of the ACT. Thank you so much for listening and stay tuned for the next episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast.